Hey everyone, John Jonas here, and I am here with Chris Johnstone, and I'm excited for this because Chris has multiple teams in the Philippines with lots of people, and so we're gonna talk with Chris about how he's doing this, do a quick case study, and hopefully you'll get some good value out of this so that you can make this more effective for you. So welcome, Chris. Thanks for being here.
Hey John, it's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
No problem, man. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about this. You have a couple teams of guys in the Philippines that are doing a lot of stuff for you. Let's start from the beginning. How did you get started doing this?
I got started with one virtual assistant. I actually got started off, I read The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferris and decided that I was going to go out and try and figure out this outsourcing thing because it sounded incredible. So my first remote assistant was a gentleman I found through Odesk, who was in India, and he was with me for almost 4 years, and we had an excellent relationship, and then I got involved in the Magic Bullet system with Amish Shah and Jay Styles, okay. And went to the conference, and at that point, I was looking to really grow my business. I had built a lead generation system in the real estate market. That had ended up going all across Canada. I'm a Canadian, and if you can't tell,
we can't tell. No, we can't tell.
Okay, great. So I was looking for more support people, and I saw your presentation at the Magic Bullet seminar about the benefits of the Philippines and about how incredible it was. And I thought, okay, I'm just about to make this big change. I've definitely got to try this out. And went out and got involved with some Filipino contractors and signed up for your service. I used onlinejobs.ph to find the workers. I trained them using the support system that you give. I didn't even get on the videos and train them. I just said, okay, watch John's video here. That's the job that I want you to do. And it worked great.
Good.
And that business that I was running was based on pay-per-click marketing. And I ended up getting Google slapped. And essentially shut that business down almost overnight. And so what I did, I knew that I had to figure out what was happening in the online marketing space and come back into online marketing. So I actually flew to the Philippines to be with my contractors.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Taking your training, we set up a small educational school there, where they could educate themselves on internet marketing using your training, kind of a hybrid between my training and your training. And we now have a team running out of that location that has 15 workers in it right now that are helping me do localized marketing systems and advertising for my business.
Okay, so what do you do for your business and what do they do for that business?
Well, really, they do everything but the customer support and the ongoing customer maintenance on the back end. If it's something where we don't have to be on the phone with somebody, it's essentially done by a Filipino contractor, and just we provide the oversight and the management from our location here in Canada.
Okay. So give me specific tasks that they're doing for you.
Okay. So on a localized marketing account, we'll have a customer that comes into a business. They'll register all the account names. They will take the profiles that we give them and input them and actually go out, do the market research, do the keyword research. They'll do the backlinkings that we need, the articles that we provide to them. They'll actually take those articles, syndicate them. We use the Traffic Geyser tool. They're fully trained and fully versed on the Traffic Geyser system, and they'll use that tool to broadcast all of those marketing methods out. So we're at a point now with the training that we've done where we can take our essential welcome survey and the tools that we have, give it to our contact person there, and their team manages the whole project for us. We just have to maintain it on a daily basis and make sure that they're doing the work, which is almost never a problem.
You have 15 people. How much do you pay them? Are they full-time? Are they part-time? How does it work?
It's a mixture. We have full-time managers that are on staff working 8 hours a day, and then they will bring in the contractors that they need on a part-time basis. Okay. And we pay them a range, but the top employee that I have right now makes $8 an hour.
That's a lot of money.
that is a lot of money, but it's a fantastic employee. They're well worth it.
That's good. I'm sure they are, yeah. How about on the lower end?
On the lower end, we have people that are working for between $4 to $5.
An hour?
Yeah.
That's your low end?
That's my low end. Now, everybody gets to step up, and they've been with me for almost a year now. So I include in that the bonuses that I give them when they complete tasks and those sort of, the Christmas, you know, you've got the 13th month,
right.
That kind of stuff. I build all that in. So I think per hour it is less than that,
okay,
but I build it all into that. And that being said, it, to us, it sounds incredibly cheap. But to them, it really is a life-changing experience to be able to work with family members and friends and work from their homes. And they make more money than a lot of people in their community. We really are, as corny as it may sound, helping people.
I'll tell you, at $5 an hour, you're paying them more than anybody else they know is making. That's a lot of money. I don't think that's a low amount. I think that's a lot. At $5 an hour, I'm just saying... That's a lot of money in the Philippines. I think my top guys are making about $5 an hour. So, and they all work full time, but okay. You know, just so you know,
my contractors aren't going to like you, John.
Okay. How do you manage the things that they do? What are you involved in with them?
Well, we do daily maintenance on all of the tasks and all the accounts that we have. So we right now are working a lot with Google tools. We use Google Docs, and we do use the Odesk platform to track some of the work where it has to be tied to an hourly task that's performed. We'll use the Odesk platform to track that stuff. Anything above and beyond that's done on a per job basis, we'll track through Google Documents and Google Spreadsheets.
Okay. That's good to know. That's great.
Do you have any suggestions for me?
You know, we use Track Labor. I don't know if you've seen that.
Nope.
Tracklabor.com. It's time tracking software that your Filipino installs it on their computer.
Okay.
And then it tracks down to the second what they're working on, and it categorizes and aggregates time. So, like, if they're working on email, and if they do it in 5-minute increments, you know, 5 minutes here and then 5 minutes in an hour and 5 minutes in 2 hours, at the end of the day, they've worked 15 minutes on it. It'll tell you 15 minutes on email. And it'll track web pages. It'll track down to – it doesn't just track, like, Firefox. It tracks – web pages, and it categorizes them, and it'll track like social media and social networking or like marketing or business operations. It'll track all those things for you, and like down to the second. So it'll put them into categories and say, you know, this, you, one day I logged in and I saw 100 hours on social networking this week, and I was like, what in the world? So I click on it, and it says, okay, 80 hours on Facebook, 18 hours and 27 minutes on Friendster or something like that, you know, and this much time on this other thing. And I was like, we got to change this. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, it tracks also, it gives you a very high level view of everything that you're doing, of everything that they're doing. But then it also gives you very, very, very detailed view. If you want, all it takes is like two clicks, and you get very, very detailed view of everything that's going on. You can do it by team or by person or by day or by hour. It's really, really good. Really.
Wow.
So.
That's an awesome tip. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so what tips do you have for people? What have you found that has been very helpful to you in hiring people in the Philippines?
I've found that it's very important to be incredibly clear with the task that you want them to do. And I have trouble with being incredibly clear with, because I'll just get an idea and I'll have a contractor on Skype that's available and they're green. So I'll just go over and I'll start working on it. And I've had to teach myself that I can't do that. Because they're very accommodating, and they want to do a good job for you. They want to make you happy. So if you go to them with, you know, I'm looking at making this change on my Facebook fan page, even if their specialty is Traffic Geyser, they'll say, oh, okay, Chris, I'll find somebody that can do that for you. So what I've learned is that I have to have all their names on a board with their specialty that's just for them, and I only give them work that's associated with that specialty so that they can focus and I can focus. So instead of having, you know, one Filipino contractor to manage all of your website, have one contractor that does your design, have one contractor that does your coding, have one contractor that manages the social media, and chunk the daily tasks that you have across a certain number of people. Because it costs me the same, because instead of paying one person a full 8 hours, I just pay 8 people an hour each.
Okay.
And you get better quality work.
Okay. I completely agree with you on breaking it up. I mean, if you're constantly giving random people random things, it's hard. What I've seen also is that if you hire those people full-time permanent, all of a sudden, not only do they have their expertise, but they now understand your business a little bit better.
Yep.
And you're able to give them different things. And you know, over time, everything becomes easy.
And they're really great at that, at seeing where your gaps are, because you can't be on top of everything. So I'll get emails from my contractors and they'll say, hey, Chris, have you thought about doing this? And I'll say, well, yeah, and I did a couple of weeks ago, but I never really got around to it. And they'll say, okay, well, my cousin knows how to do that. They'd love to try it out for you. Would you be willing to do that? Yeah, sure, no problem. Bring them on, you know, and they'll just run the project themselves, which has been great. So it's important that everybody knows the direction that you're trying to go, but everybody has kind of their specialty, and they'll help you build your team.
Yeah. Oh, that's another great point. Talk about that. Talk about hiring people. How have you hired, you know, you found people through online jobs. I'm assuming you found people through Odesk.
Yep.
You found people through networking.
Yep.
Through letting them hire someone else. How has that worked out for you?
Fantastic. And it's been a lot better for me, because the three core contractors that I have working for me, where I kind of give the top level tasks to and then they'll distribute it out, that's not my network of people. It's their network of people. So I'll have someone in a management position where I'll take a problem to them. I won't take a job to them. I'll say, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. Here's what I have done. What are your thoughts? And they'll come back to me and give me a plan and say, give me a couple of days and I'll get back to you. And they'll come back with a solution. And normally someone they know is attached to that solution. And, you know, I saw that when I was in the Philippines. You know, when we went down and we were actually there at the office doing the work, all of their friends started coming by, and they would come by after they were done their jobs working for, you know, the XYZ zipper factory was located in the town that I was at. And kids from the factory, I shouldn't say kids, I should say the workers from the factory, would come by afterwards and be like, we heard there was, you know, a guy here that's doing internet marketing. Can we get involved in this? And they all knew each other, and, you know, they played on soccer teams together and stuff like that. And they all really wanted to learn. So you'll get a contractor that's really good at, for example, Traffic Geyser. Well, he'll teach his friends on the weekend and then bring them into work.
Amazing. Amazing. Because they're making more money. What?
And they're passionate about the work. It's really cool to see.
Sweet. Okay, so it sounds like you have some really, really good, like, main guys.
Yeah.
I mean, because to find people that are doing project management is not easy in the Philippines typically, where they, you know, they don't have the educated workforce. They don't have the experienced workforce there that we have here. And so it's hard to find that often. Anything specifically that you did to find those project managers?
All three of them have been with me through my ups and downs. And they started out as very good with one thing and then grew with me as we went. And you will find those people. One out of those three I found searching for somebody. I just put out a job application listing every possible thing I could possibly think of what I wanted in an internet marketer, and then just started asking for examples. And the person who came back with the most diverse portfolio, I gave the job to and started testing, and it ended up working out really well. You know, I wouldn't give that as a system to somebody to say, hey, you can build a business on this, but it ended up working out for me. The other two, we just worked really well together. You'll find that you mesh with somebody, even though you're not in an office with them every day, you'll connect. When you ask them for daily emails, they send them every day, even if you're not there, even if you're away on vacation, you still get those daily updates. You know, you find somebody that you really mesh with that does the things that are important to you. And then every time you find a new information product, I mean, I spend a ton of money on information, you know, and I follow all the guys, and it's not often, but, you know, once a month, somebody puts out an information product that's just stellar, knocks it out of the park. The first thing that I do as soon as I know I'm into good information is I'm sending that out to my contractors and I'm having them book time to sit down and educate themselves so that they know where my head's at and where I'm trying to go, and we can work together. So it's when you invest in educating yourself, you have to invest in that same education for your contractors. And I think one of the best investments I ever made was in your system, in teaching them the basics of backlinking, mini net building, you know, all the fundamentals of internet marketing. That's where they all start whenever I bring in a brand new contractor.
Thank you. So, I mean, what you just said and your experience there, I think is some of the best advice that people can get. You know, I've heard quite a few times people say, go hire a project manager. This is the first thing you should do. And I think it's completely wrong in the Philippines. Your experience of, you hired this guy to do a single task and he got really good at it, and then you taught him something else and he got really good at that, and you taught him something else and he got really good at that. That's my experience. That's my project manager. He's been with me for over 5 years now. I taught him everything. And what you said is exactly right. We just gel. I mean, he sends me the daily emails every day, and he's actively looking for ways to help my business. And I have another girl that's like that, that's becoming a project manager. I did a case study with someone yesterday who said the exact same thing. I hired this guy and he was really, really great. And over time, I've turned him into a project manager. Yep. And yet I still, so as a piece of advice for everybody watching, find someone who's really good at one thing and then train them something else. And over time, they're a project manager. It is hard to find a project manager in the Philippines, but it's what everyone tries to do. And I so often will tell people, oh, this doesn't work. I'm like, well, what'd you try? Well, I hired like six guys and I hired a project manager and nothing ever got done. I'm like, well, duh. You know, you didn't listen to anything I said or anything that other people have said, you know? So, I mean, that is such good advice, such good advice. Okay, so, you know, we've almost gone 20 minutes. Do you have a physical office in the Philippines?
I don't. Okay. The office is actually managed and run by one of my main contractors. The other two work out of their houses, I can't say my favorite, but one of the people that I love doing work with, she has built quite an incredible business just based around my work.
Okay, cool. Because I don't have an office either.
No,
all of my 10 people work from home, and okay. But I know other people that have offices, and I was just wondering. So no office, they're working from home. That's great. Cool. Anything else? Any other advice you want to give to anybody starting out or someone else who may be struggling with this? Anything else that you can tell people before we end?
For sure. There's one thing, and I have had a lot of friends and people ask me because they know I'm into outsourcing. And if there's one thing that I could share, it's that, you know, at the core, we're all the same. And they're people just like we're people. And they go through things just like we do. And it's really important to have a personal relationship. And I see a lot of people that try and get into using contractors, and they think that they're like robots or slaves, or like, I'm supposed to send you an email and you're supposed to do the work and it's supposed to be done when I wake up. Well, you know, life happens, and you got to understand that, you know, sometimes you just got to let it slide. They'll get the work done. It might be a week late. You know, very, very rarely is it a week late. It might be a day late, but you got to roll with it and just say, you know, I understand. And ultimately, now looking back at this 4 years later, I know my remote contractors' families, and they're friends of mine. It's not, you know, they're not my labor force. They are a part of me and my company and what we've built together. It's so if that's one thing, just don't go into it thinking that you're going to hire somebody that's a slave for $5 an hour, because they become more to you than I think that most people understand.
You know, when I asked that, I mean, this is amazing, because I feel the same way. And the case study I did yesterday, when I asked that question, he said the exact same thing. He said,
no way,
like the same thing that you just said. I'm seeing this over and over again. You treat these people well, they become your friends, they'll do amazing things for you. Whereas if you treat them like what you said, I'm supposed to send you an email and you're supposed to get it, it just doesn't work so well. So
yep.
Amazing, Chris. Thank you so much. I'm so appreciative. I'm glad you're succeeding with this. Thanks for being here, and thanks for sharing. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, John, and thank you. Okay. You've Peace, brother.
Talk to you later.